Hi, my name's Lee Foster. Earlier this year, I spent 6 weeks doing work experience on a magazine in Cape Town, South Africa. Until I won the scholarship for this trip, I'd never imagined I'd go to South Africa, and what I knew about it was rather limited. But I realized I had a chance to get first-hand experience of an important country and, hopefully, gain some practical skills for a career in journalism. The first thing that struck me about Cape Town when I got there was its location. Huge mountains on one side and the Atlantic Ocean on the other. The city centre looks affluent and modern, and there are some smart suburbs, but there are also districts where safety can be an issue. Apart from public transport, which I had some trouble understanding initially, the normal city services seem to function well. My work experience was with a local weekly magazine. I think the staff were happy to have me there, but they didn't have time to look after me in any special way. Other work experience people my age probably get given fairly straightforward tasks, which don't stretch them much. I'm sure my natural curiosity was what got me some more challenging jobs. To begin with, I helped on a section of the magazine where they do individual profiles. One week it might be a musician, the next maybe a fireman. I got started with a profile of a baker. I asked him questions about his life and work and then wrote it up. It must have been okay because I was asked to do a few more. One week I met a rugby player, for example. After a while, I persuaded them to let me do other articles. I reported on football, for instance, which was fun, and I wrote reviews of some great concerts. The one I was proudest of was about refugees, an issue that's very much in the news there. I learned a lot for myself doing these articles, but I also got help from a particular news editor at the magazine who improved my texts, and I picked up some good ideas from a sports journalist. A photographer came with me to a couple of assignments. And this guy also passed on some really useful advice, which I hadn't expected at all. I stayed with a local host family while I was there. They treated me really well. I could do what I wanted, but they also invited me to have dinner with them several times. They taught me a lot about South Africa, various types of local music, for example. And they introduced me to certain dishes I'd never had before. We also talked about the history of Africa as a whole. They were incredibly well informed about that. During the week, I often worked late into the evening. I suppose journalism's like that. But I was determined to make the most of any free time I had, and my weekends were action-packed. Cape Town's an interesting place, and you can have plenty of fun there. One weekend, I went mountain climbing. And I went bungee jumping for the first time in my life. I also went diving. And of all the things I did, that's the one I'll never forget. At one point, some sharks passed really close to us, believe it or not. I went surfing too with the two boys from the host family. They're pretty good at it and they helped me with the basics. As I think I've made clear, I had a busy 6 weeks and I often got quite tired. It wouldn't be the thing to do if you just wanted to be calm and quiet. And there were a few situations which scared me a little, I must admit. But I wasn't homesick at any point, and I'd love to go back one day. If you think you might like to do something similar, I'd be happy to talk to you in more detail about it.